Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Healthcare is another one of our topics today. And John, American innovation is making other countries' healthcare better. Did you know that?
That is interesting.
The World Health Organization ranks the U.S. healthcare system 37th in the world. 3-7, and that's right between Costa Rica and Slovenia.
Kick their asses, man.
Right.
Yeah.
And on Frontline tomorrow night, journalist T.R. Reid travels across the globe asking, are there lessons from other countries' health systems like Britain, Switzerland, Japan, Taiwan, and Germany that perhaps the U.S. can learn from? T.R., the numbers are always shocking. In the U.S., 700,000 people go bankrupt each year because of medical bills, something that you discovered simply does not happen in Switzerland. Why is that?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? No other country lets that happen. You know how many people go bankrupt in Britain because of medical bills? Zero. Germany, zero. Canada, zero. Japan, zero. Other countries just don't let that happen because they've decided that medical care is a human right and society has to provide it, and Americans haven't decided that.
And so what did you learn as you traveled around and took a look at how other countries are dealing with their healthcare systems?
Well, the striking thing is it's not all socialized medicine out there. Some countries do have government-running medicine, but we found a lot of rich countries that have private docs, private hospitals, and private insurance. They still manage to provide universal coverage, and they all spend less than we do in the process.
So universal health care is not necessarily a dirty word in, say, Europe, as it is seemingly become here in the United States.
Yeah, isn't that striking? And I think, as I said, it's because Americans were in this thrall to this conventional wisdom that it's got to be socialized medicine run by government. And as a matter of fact, it's not. In fact, in our movie, I argue that Germany is less socialized than the U.S. In America, everybody switches to government insurance at age 65. In Germany, they stay with the private insurer for life.
All right, let's get to some of the details. One of the big problems that we have here in the U.S. is that companies are spending, or whether I should say, part of the problem is 25% of the cost of care goes to administrative costs. How do other countries deal with it? For example, in France, you say it's only 3% of the cost there.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't that amazing? You know, Americans always think that free market, competitive, private enterprise is going to be the most efficient way to do something. But as a matter of fact, our private insurance industry is the least efficient in the world. We spend more money on paperwork and in underwriting and stuff than all the others. The reason is, in the other countries, they've all decided that health insurance should not be for profit. And once they take profit out of the mix, the only reason for these insurance companies is to pay people's medical bills, and they do a pretty good job of it.
In other words, in some of those other countries, you have government that's setting the cost of medical care.
Yeah, in a lot of countries, there's a negotiation between the health ministry and the doctors and the hospitals to set fees. In some countries, though, this is done in the private sector. In Germany, it's the insurance companies, these nonprofit insurance companies, that negotiate the fees. But they do have a standard set of fees, applies to all doctors and hospitals. And the docs and hospitals have to put up with that in those countries.
So given what you've learned, you're very funny. You say that pizza we stole from overseas, American Idol we got from overseas, so why not borrow a few tricks?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
What do you think, but what did you learn would be some of the things that we would actually be more likely to adopt here in the United States?
Well, I think we can stick with private doctors, private hospitals, and private insurance. One good idea that all the other countries have taken is they have one model and everybody's in it. America has 19 different systems. If you're 16 and poor, there's one system. If you're a veteran, there's another one. If you're 66, there's another one. If you have kidney disease, there's a separate one. All the others have everybody in one, which is much cheaper to administer and it's fairer to everybody. And then the second thing is if you have private insurance, first of all, the insurance companies have to cover everybody, and they can't deny a claim in those other countries. and it's not a for-profit operation. It's basically seen as a non-profit operation, like Blue Shield and Blue Cross used to be. In fact, Americans invented non-profit health insurance, and then the guys making a profit bought up the companies because they saw a gravy train there.
But do you buy into that argument at all that the United States does, and I shouldn't, let me just ask this, does the United States have a better level of care than anywhere in the world?
If you're rich, absolutely, yeah. If you're rich and have insurance, you get the best treatment in the best hospitals in the world in our country. The problem is, you know, there are 40 million or some people who don't get care. According to the government, 20,000 Americans die every year because they can't afford to see a doctor. And in our film, I asked the health minister, how many people die in your country because they can't afford to see a doctor? And they kind of look like, you know, like you asked how many spaceships from Mars landed in the parking lot last week. You know, it just couldn't happen. They don't let
20,000. Wow. Very quickly, TR, what do you think, how is this huge problem, how is it playing out in the presidential nominating process we're under?
Well, healthcare is a big issue. I think most voters rate it as their third biggest concern. My sense is, so far, the candidates are kind of tinkering at the margins of a system that really needs to be fixed at the center. The other countries have universal coverage for less money because they made fundamental change in their system. I think that's what we need, and the candidates aren't talking about it yet, at least.
T.R. Reid, Washington Post reporter and Frontline correspondent, your show tomorrow night on Frontline. Thank you.
Yeah, please watch.
It's fascinating, you know, and it's great to be able to, you know, talk to these guys at Frontline to hear behind, you know, the amazing pictures that they deliver week after week. I mean, it's really, really great.
The numbers are definitely startling.